a word for you from Hosea chapter 10 verse 2. Their heart is double. Now they must bear their guilt. The Lord will break down their altars and destroy their pillars. A fearful word this, spoken not to the pagans worshipping Baal, but God's people, God's own elect, Israel. And he complains in many different places, and justifiably so, for his people whom he has redeemed turn away from him. Well, at least in a half-hearted way, they think that they can serve two gods. They serve Baal and they serve God. And the Lord says, your heart is double. And as God had done for thousands of years before this, and now when he raised up Hosea to speak these words, he says, my people, because your heart is double, I will bring judgment upon you. You will experience your enemies having victory over you. Now that is God's eternal word even for today. Being double-minded, double-hearted, is something that God hates more than anything else. No wonder he said to the church in Laodicea, rather be hot or cold, but not in between. I hate lukewarmness. I will spew you out of my mouth, he says. Now, what are the characteristics? How can you tell a person who has been double-minded, double-hearted? Well, here are just three characteristics. Firstly, that person is unhappy. And the reason is, he's always in conflict. A child of God sometimes, as Spurgeon says, a saint sometimes, a sinner sometimes. And there's always conflict, one thing fighting against the other. For light and darkness have no fellowship with each other. A bird finds it difficult sitting on two pieces of wire. And God says, how long will you sit between two opinions? That was the question of Elijah on Mount Carmel. How long will you serve Baal and me? Choose ye this day. Secondly, the person who is double-hearted will experience that God will never use him. If he does use him, it is because God, in his mercy, wants to save someone else, but his wrath is still upon that person who is still double-hearted. And so, the vessel that is unclean because it is double-minded is a danger to everyone around him. It's like giving extreme drug-resistant TB to those around you because you have not been taking your medication faithfully, the medication that God has given you to cure you. And then lastly, the future results of the double-hearted person is God's eternal anger. Are you willing to face that? Or are you willing to say, Lord, I choose you today and you alone?